All right. Welcome to another version of Hebrew Club on this cloudy Thursday near the end of the quarter. Thank you guys for coming. We are in 2 Samuel, and we're in chapter 10, and we're going to just start verse 15, the war between Israel and the Arameans. So we're starting at verse 15. We can get through chapter 11, which is the famous, probably the most famous section. Hey, Bill. We just started. The most famous section of 2 Samuel coming up here. So you've all heard that one. So verse 15. Vayar Aram ki negaf lifne Yisrael vaye asfu yachad. And Aram saw that, again notice that after a verb perception you have an object clause with a ki, and Aram saw that but we're talking about the people collectively, they were struck or were defeated. This is a Niphal perfect from Nagath, third masculine singer, which means to strike. And here it means to defeat. They were defeated before Israel. Vayeasfu, they gathered together. All right? And notice again, this is a Niphal from Asaf, and it is intransitive. The transitive, if you want to gather something, would be in a call form, all right? So if you wanted to say they gathered themselves, we don't really need to say that, but they gathered together, all right? So here's plan C, I think, now for the Arameans. Because they've been defeated twice, you know what's going to happen. Any questions through 15? Anything about the grammar there? All right, verse 16. Vayishlach Hadad Ezer, there is again, Vayotzet Aram Asher Me Ever Hanahar, Vayavou Chelam, Veshovak Sartzeva Hadad Ezer Lifnehem. Okay, so then Hadad Ezer, okay, remember he's a character from throughout this chapter, this Aramean, he does not give up. He sent Vayishlach. And notice that throughout this section, as we've seen before, it means he sent messengers or he sent a message. It just doesn't even give the direct object. So we would say Hadad Ezer sent messengers, Vayotze, and he brought out. See, now notice that this is a Hifil from Yatzah, to go out. Here's the Hifils to bring out. And he brought out the Arameans, which were on the other side of the river, namely the Jordan River. All right, so he's gathering more troops, in other words. Vayavou and Chelam, notice their army came. All right. And, again, notice with collectives, you can either have singular verbs or plural verbs, and here you have the plural Yavou, their army came from the other side of the Jordan. Okay. Now here's the hero of the army. It's kind of like, you know, you bring in Cleveland, you get LeBron. Here's Shovak. And Shovak, the chief of the army, of Hadad-Ezer, was Lifnehem before them, see? So evidently Shovak was the man. So they got the army from their side. Shovak, you better get your butt over here because the Israelites are killing us. Okay? All right. Va-yugad la-David, and it was reported to David. All right, so notice that you have the Hafal form of Yugad from Nagad here, this Vayugad. Okay? Good. Any questions up to that point? Notice that there's a kind of a paragraph break right in the middle of the verse there.
Can you please parse Vayotze again?
Yeah. That Vayotze is from Yatzah, and so it's a first Yud, and it's a Hifil. The call means to go out. And the Hifil is the transitive to bring something out. So he brought out the Arameans. We would probably say, you know, he conscripted the Arameans, or, you know, that's what he's talking about. Okay? Make any questions? Other questions?
Is it
yeah, it's a Vav consecutive. Imperfect Vav consecutive. That's an imperfect Vav consecutive third masculine singer. Sorry about that. Okay? Middle of verse 17. Vayesof et kol Yisrael, vayavor et hayardain, vayavo chelama. All right. You know what? I made a mistake back in verse 16, that chelam. you could translate it their army, but actually Chelam is a place name. So they again, I made a mistake. See, notice that Yavo'u means to go. They went, so it should be they went to Chelam. That's my bad. So they went to Chelam. That's the name of a place. All right, and that's where the battle is going to take place. So notice here that with this Vayesof, you have the call imperfect, and it takes the direct object. So we had the Nifal up in verse 15, if you just gather intransitive. But David gathered all Israel, Vayavor, and he crossed Jordan, Vayavo'u, and he came to Chelam. Notice here you have the directive hey, and you also have it spelled with an aleph, Chelama. So it's the vowel, and aleph is functioning as a vowel indicating letter here. Okay, so it's spelled different, and again we've seen inconsistent spellings throughout. That's why that thing threw me. Okay. Vayaarku means to organize or to set up, okay, from Arak, and that's a call, imperfect, vav consecutive. So Aram, set up, notice the plural with the collective. We would probably say the Arameans set up or arranged Likrat to meet David. Okay, so the battle lines were drawn up. Vayilachmu, from Lacham, to fight, and they fought with him. Battle's still going on. Okay? Questions through 17. All right, good. Verse 18. Here it comes again. This Nus and Aram are kind of connected, see? Vayanas Aram mipnei Yisrael. The Arameans fled before Israel. See, again, it's very interesting how the verb can be singular or plural with Aram. See that? From Nus. This is a hollow verb from Nus, call imperfect. So Aram fled mipnei Yisrael, from before Israel. Vayaharog David me Aram shevameot rekev. And David killed from Harag, from the Arameans, 700 rekev, 700 charioteers, and Arbaim, 40 elef, 1,000 parashim, 40,000 horsemen. Okay? And Shovach, Sar Zevao, and Shovach, the prince of his army, namely Hadad Ezer's, Hika, he struck, this is from Naka, Hifil, perfect, third masculine singular, Naka, and Shovach, the prince of his army, he struck Vayamat Sham, and he killed him there. Obviously the him is implied. I'm sorry, and he died there. You don't need it. That's a call imperfect. Okay? So Shovach, he struck, and he died there. So the star of the army was no more. Okay. Question?
That isn't like a passive form of Nakal, where it's like Shovach was struck.
Right. This is a Hifil form. If it was Hafal, it'd be something like Hukah. So notice the subject is implied as David. He smote Shovach, and Shovach died there. Does that make sense?
Yes. So Shovach is
the object of Hikah. Yeah, notice you have the direct object mark. That kind of helps you out. So notice, yeah, you're right. The direct object here is fronting the verb. It's kind of interesting.
You got
pwned. Yeah, he got pwned. See?
He got pwned. Do you think, you know, going to the beginning of the verse with Nus and Aram, do you think that you could argue one way or another the reason why it's a singular form is because usually nouns that talk about cities or nations,
right,
and such are usually referred to in the singular feminine?
Right. This is okay.
Or that it's technically a neuter type.
Right. The relationship between collectives and the verbs and pronouns that refer to them is a really interesting question. And here's kind of the baseline thing, that actually, first of all, every collective may act differently. In other words, you can't make a general rule on the collectives. That's what at least scholars have seen, linguists have seen so far. You will see different books with certain words do it different ways. So sometimes, like for example, people, sometimes with a singular verb, sometimes with a plural verb, and depending on the book, that can vary. And the general rule seemed to be, very generally, that later Hebrews seem to use plural verbs more often with like am. All right? But that's not consistent by any means. And so you actually have to study kind of every word individually. So, you know, the first thing you'd want to do is see how Aram, being a country name, is used, and then maybe compare it with how other names of countries are used, and then the various books.
Do you think that that it could be possible, the reason why that they kind of got it mixed up, so to say, about like nation and having it singular is because Jacob's name going from Israel and then actually referring to the nation of Israel?
I don't know. I think it's more just of a linguistic thing. For us, you know, agreement is something really important in English. It just doesn't sound good when we switch from me to I in the wrong place or use the wrong verb with the, you know, if we use a plural verb with a singular and vice versa, it doesn't sound right. But in Hebrew, there was not that same correspondence. I mean, in standard Hebrew, you see kind of a general agreement, right? But when you get into poetry and stuff, you see more incongruity. And some suggest that that's a dialectical feature. You know, underneath standard Hebrew, there was spoken dialect, which was much freer in whether you're going to use, you know, singulars or plurals with what nouns. And collectives, you kind of see that inconsistency. And that's just kind of how the language is working. And remember, 2 Samuel seems to be, I mean, it's standard biblical Hebrew, but there's a lot of oddities about it, whether it's because of the manuscript tradition or it's more dialectical or what, we really don't know. Okay. So verse 19, Va'yiru kol ha-melakimav de hadad ezer, ki nigfu lifnei Yisrael, va-yashlimu et Yisrael, va-ya'avdum, va-yiru aram le-hoshia od et b'nei amon. All the kings, this is from Ra'ah, okay, call imperfect, all the kings, namely the servants of Hadadezer. So, you know, Hadadezer must have been a pretty big wheel in the area. So they all saw that they were defeated from Nagaf again. Here's the Niphal, this time third masculine plural, third person plural, that they were defeated before Israel. And so, Yashlimu, notice that the root is from Shalem, to be complete. Here it's the hifil, it means to make peace. From, you know, you see the word shalom coming from that. And they made peace with Israel. Vaya'avdum, and they served them. Call imperfect, vav consecutive from avad. And they served them. Okay? Now, notice this next form. Va'yiru, and compare it with the first word in the verse. Now, see, at first glance, they look exactly alike. You might think, how in the world do you tell the difference between the first one, vayiru, which is from the root ra'ah, and the second one, vayiru, yira'u, which is from what root? And how do I know? From yara, which means to what? Yare, to be afraid of. How have the Masoretes helped you with that? Where? Nope. Look closer. Someone said it. Well, yeah, you see that little stroke by the dagesh under the yud? That's telling you that you should pause a little more. See, so notice there is not that in the first. It's just va-yir-u. So this one, you actually would pronounce it va-yir-u because the second yud has dropped out. You remember when you have the first yuds, it drops out?
Do you mean a hirik underneath the yud?
No, underneath the yud, you see the I'm sorry, the hirik, yeah. I meant the hirik. And then you have the little metheg there. So that metheg is telling you this is from Yareh, not Ra'ah. That's basically what the Masoretes see. Isn't that nice of them to do that? So the Arameans were afraid to Hoshea. Here it means, notice that this is a hifil, infinitive construct. All right, they were, and we would translate it not to save. They were not afraid to save. They were afraid to help again the Ammonites. So the poor Ammonites were on their own. That's kind of the downplay of this. Aram was defeated and the Ammonites were defeated. And Aram didn't want anything more to do with the Ammonites after that. It's kind of funny. And again, notice how the Ammonites throughout are referred to as B'nai Ammon versus Aram. It's not B'nai Aram. It's just a different way of referring to these people groups, these different groups. Really interesting. All right, any questions through chapter 10? Yes, Will.
When we think of making peace, it's, one side agrees to stay on their side,
yeah,
the other side.
Right.
The biblical notion of peace seems to be like, all right, we won't kill you if you give us, yeah, certain tribute. Is that
right. Well, I think I probably should have better translated, they made a treaty with Israel, mm-hmm, and they served them. Mm-hmm. I think that this is not kind of, this word doesn't imply necessarily any kind of mutuality. But they had to come to terms because they knew they kept getting killed. All right. So that's a good question, actually. And again, notice the context of what went on kind of helps us understand what was going on there. So again, you see David consolidating his power, defeating his enemies. See, and theologically, that's really important for us as an anticipation or foreshadowing of the kingdom that was going to be inaugurated when the son of David came. Okay, now we get to chapter 11. Here it is, the one you guys all know, and I don't know if you'll love it or not, but here it is. Vayahi l'teshuat hashana le'et zeit ha-malakim vayishlach David et Yoav ve'et avdav imo ve'et kol Yisrael vayashchitu et b'nei Amon vayatzuru al Rabba V'David Yoshev B'Yerushalayim. That's the key line right there. So, Vayahi, and it happened. Notice that this is from the root Shuv at the turn of the year. So we would say in spring. Okay? At the time of the going out of the Malakim. At the time of the going out of... Notice that probably a better reading than messengers is... what do they have here?
Kings,
yeah. Read with C, blah, blah, yeah. Okay. So David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel. Vayashkitu. And they destroyed, this is from Shachat, Hifil. Okay, and they destroyed the Ammonites. All right. Vayatzuru. I know. Here's from Zur. And it means to besiege, and they besieged against Rabbah. Okay, so they were at Rabbah besieging that city. That's a call from Tzur, remember? Call in perfect vav consecutive. Now here's the circumstantial clause. This is a great, notice syntactically how this works. You have the vayahi at the beginning of verse 1, followed up by the vav consecutives, just as we would expect, notice in verse 1, through that vayatzuru. Now when you want a circumstantial clause, tells you some circumstances that are happening at the time of those other actions. See, so in the turn of the year, when kings go out to fight, David sent all his troops. They defeated the Ammonites. They were besieging Rabbah while David yoshaved in Jerusalem, while David dwelt in Jerusalem. See, so notice it breaks up the vav consecutives here. And this is kind of a standard way of doing it. You don't have to do it this way. If you put a vav consecutive, you'd still understand that as kind of circumstantial. But this is, this breaking it up, you'll see when he wants to give you some of that background information. That's just a typical way of doing it. So, see, obviously it becomes a key line because it tells you, wait a minute, remembered all of David's history. He had always gone out with the troops. He was the one. Now you see kind of what happened. He stayed back. Okay? Questions through verse 1. All right, here we go. Vayahi le'et ha'erev vayakam David me'al mishkavo. Vayithalek al gag beit hamelek. Vayar isha rochetzet me'al hagag. Vaha'isha tovat mara me'od. Okay, now it happened at the time of the evening, at the eventide, that David Yakam went up from his bed, Mishkavo, Vayithalek, and he walked around on the roof of the house of the king. All right. Vayar, call imperfect from Ra'ah, and he saw Isha Rochetzet. He saw a woman Rochetzeting, bathing, from Rachatz, call participle feminine singular. He saw a woman bathing, Me'al Hagag, upon the roof. Now here's another circumstantial clause, notice, without a verb this time. It's in the other one you had a participle. Veha isha, and the woman, tovat mar'e me'od, and the woman, good of appearance me'od. Beautiful in appearance very. All right. We'll read one more verse here and then get into it next week. Vayishlach David, vayid rosh laisha, vayomer halozot bat sheva bat Eliam eshet Uriah hachiti. So David sent. See, notice David again sent a messenger or a message, and he sought from Darash, and he sought concerning the isha, the woman. Now notice here you have the Vayomer, a good example of an impersonal subject. And he said, namely, and someone said, or one said, Halozot, is not this Bathsheba, daughter of Eliam, wife of Uriah the Hittite? Okay. Questions?
In other words, hands off.
Hands off. All right, it's very clear. All right. Yeah, so you guys know what happens next, but it's kind of a great story to read, actually. Right? Thanks, guys.